Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, Hudsonville, Illinois, and Crescent City, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
It's time for our pre-opening commodity market report on AM 580. Here to do that is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Labor Department today says that wholesale prices rose less than expected in May as a large jump in the price of gasoline offset a drop in food costs. The producer price index increased by a seasonally adjusted 0.2% from April. That's below expectations from analysts of a 0.6% rise. The department also says wholesale prices fell 5% over the past 12 months, the largest annual drop in almost 50 years. Meanwhile, the Commerce Department today says that construction of new homes has jumped in May by the largest amount in 3 months. Construction of new homes and apartments jumped 17.2% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 532,000 units. Yesterday, after the closing bell, NAS reported that 87% of the soybean crop is planted versus 78% last week, and the five-year rolling average of 92%. Illinois is 73% planted in soybeans compared with 59% last week and the five-year average of 92%. 49% of the soybean crop is emerged in Illinois compared with the five-year average of 86%. Soybeans are rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 28% fair, and 66% good to excellent. That's the first rating of the season for beans. For corn, the crop is rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 25% fair, and 70% good to excellent. That's up 1 percentage point from a week ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 86.27, and it's up 15 points. The NASDAQ at 18.26 is up 10, and the S&P 500 is at 9.26, and it is up 2.83 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather is our very own Mike Sola. And Mike, the market probably is going to begin to turn its attention to weather as it relates to the condition of the crop and growing conditions.
Well, Dave, the crop, as it emerges, obviously can soak up a lot of moisture. And, boy, we do have a lot of moisture across the center part of the country, stretching from the eastern areas of Kansas, which some locations picked up in excess of 3 inches of rain. Widespread flooding going on across Missouri right now, and we are entering a warmer weather pattern that'll put the scattered showers and thunderstorms, those daily pop-up thunderstorms that occur across a good portion of the Corn Belt. Northern sections will stay a little bit on the cool side. Now, they will get a shot of warmer conditions, and the latest indication is that over the next 6 to 10 days, temperatures will start to warm up a little bit more across the northern and western sections of the Corn Belt and spread in towards the Great Lakes. But again, we're looking at heavy rain. Some of the rainfall totals in the last 24 hours across Missouri range from widespread 2 to 3, almost 4 inches of rain, a couple isolated areas in excess of 5 inches of rain. And again, that center of that storm is only slowly drifting towards the Ohio River Valley. So over the course of the next several days, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to continue to see some flooding in some areas across eastern Missouri and through south-central Illinois towards the Ohio River Valley. The Hydrometeorological Prediction Center looks at the area all the way from far southern Michigan across northern Ohio, a good portion of Indiana, and northern and eastern Kentucky. looking at a 3 to 4 inch rain total over the next week or so. So, again, there's going to be some heavy rain. Now, again, areas that the crops emerged and conditions are warm, they will be able to absorb a lot of that moisture, but there will be some reports of flooding going on. Once this weather disturbance moves through, we do look for high-pressure ridge. It's what the crops will need because it'll bring in the very warm conditions. That'll help to spur the growth rates. Periods of rain and drying in between, warmer temperatures will help to move away from the very wet start to the season and the cool conditions that were across a large part of the area. We don't look for much in the way of any dry pockets across the central corn belt or soybean belt, but up in the northern and western sections, there could be some areas that look for a little bit of moisture. And in the southern plains, I was just looking at a couple rain reports out or precipitation reports out of the Texas area, and some locations have not had a drop of rain so far this month. So areas to the south will need some rain. They did get some heavy rain yesterday across the Carolinas and in through Alabama. One report had as much as 2.5 inches of rain and a 4-inch hailstone reported across northeastern Alabama. So storms are scattered across the area. It is getting into that part of the year where we will start to anticipate much warmer temperatures on a daily basis, and that could bring the scattered showers and thunderstorms. So it looks generally like growth conditions across most of the corn and soybean belt will be in pretty good shape. Conditions will advance for growth pretty rapidly in our area. The only bad sign out there will be some areas that get a little bit too much moisture with scattered flooding occurring across a part of the Corn Belt. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday, make that Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat open at 632.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 4 3/4. September 642, down 1/4. Last trade up 3. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat open at 576 3/4, up 1.5. Last trade up 6 1/4. December 631, up 3/4. Last trade up 6 1/4. July corn opened at 406 3/4, up 3/4. Last trade up 4. December 428.5, up 3/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. March of 2010, 440, up 1/4. Last trade up 2.5. July beans opened at 1202, up 5. Last trade up 17. September 1062 3/4, up 3. Last trade up 18.5. November 1026, up 1 1/4. Last trade up 16.5. Go out to July of 2010, 1024, up 10.25. Last trade up 17. July soybean meal opened at 406.10, up 80. Last trade up 380. July soybean oil opened at 36.62, unchanged. Last trade up 71. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
A turnaround Tuesday in order in your mindset?
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, we drove it down so far the last 2 days that it's got to bounce a little bit. And we were actually looking for a pretty good-sized bounce in beans and a small bounce in corn.
And the bounce that that we may get today, in your mind, does it establish a new downside pivot point? For example, in December corn, does 427.5 become a support level?
427.5 in December corn, that would be near last night's low.
Right.
I would say the bounce is probably a possible place for people to start hedging again. On the other side, so I'd be looking at the other side. I think it's going to go further back higher, but I don't know if it's time yet.
And in November beans, 1040 has been the level we've been keeping our eye on. Overnight, we crawled back above it.
Yeah, we did. And again, we got to those November beans. There were people overnight wanting to hedge it at that 40 number again. So it's kind of a... we were up to 44 for a high overnight. There's people trying to get higher than that today. But there's all kinds of worry about what we're going to have for acres. If you look at acres around the Midwest in Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, We've got acres might not get planted from just yesterday's rain, let alone all the stuff that's only an inch high or just barely put in the ground in the last day or two.
Yeah, it's all going to be about acres in the next 2 weeks, isn't it, Pete, with the report at the end of the month?
It really is, and even if they do plant beans now to the 4th of July and a lot of those acres, what are they going to make per acre? So what's the yield per acre going to be? You can have a couple million extra acres of beans, and if the yield is poor, it won't make that much difference on the carryout.
Yeah, and there's really still a question out there on the corn acreage, too, because, you know, we all have well known the story about Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Ohio, but did additional acres get planted in the western Corn Belt due to great planting conditions?
Yeah, because, you know, you take the top four corn states, Illinois is number two, Iowa's one, and then you got Minnesota and Nebraska's three and four, and they're all way ahead of normal.
Exactly so. What about the calls for today, then?
Calls today are only 2 to 5 higher on corn, and they are 10 to 18 higher on beans, and they are 4 to 7 higher on wheat. After the big move down, we had stuff almost a dollar higher on beans last Thursday. And on corn, we hit 471 last Friday, and here we are. We hit, 27 and a quarter was our low last night.
Thank you, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.